5. Check them out online at JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9-to-5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim. Who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Welcome to I Work For Him, where we claim you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio, but where our ultimate focus is helping you understand that your workplace, it's your mission field and your primary place of ministry. That the work that you do each and every day is a gift from God, and God wants to join you in that work today. You know, Martha, as we welcome everybody to I Work For Him this afternoon, I think it's important that we just let people know how they can interact with us during this first segment of every show of every day.
Well, Jim, we'd love to bring people on the air with us through the message that they leave us on our voicemail. We have a listener line where we would love for people to leave a voicemail with a question or a concern or a situation at work that they want us to talk through. And why don't you tell them why we're doing that?
Well, we're doing it because we want to make sure that we focus the shows to things that are practical, tactical, factual, and biblical for you as you work out your faith in your work every day. And we don't know what you're thinking. We don't know what you're struggling with, but you can tell us. That's why we want you to leave us a message with a question or a topic you'd like us to address during this first segment of every show. 866-713-9675, 866-713-9675. 9675. Martha, our question today from somebody who dropped it off to us.
That's right. Her name is Melinda, and she says, I work for someone else, but I'm thinking it's time to start my own company. I don't even know where to begin. So it's really kind of an open-ended question, but there's a whole lot there.
Oh my.
That could be behind that question. And the first thing that comes to my mind is why? What are some of the reasons that someone would be ready to start their own company?
Yeah, do you realize how difficult it is?
Well, and I don't mean why, like, oh my goodness, you're crazy. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that.
Well, that's one option, but it might also be that, you know, they just need more flexibility.
Okay. All right. So let's just break this out. So okay. Melinda, let's just say you're on the phone with us right now. Maybe that's what we should have done. We probably should have called her up and said, hey, Melinda, let's talk through
this. Let's dig a little deeper.
All right. But I mean, the first thing is, what kind of business do you want to start? Is there really a need for what you're trying to do? And let's just maybe say,
so do a little research.
Yeah, do a little research, I think, is probably really important. But I think that's what's also important is, like, okay, just make sure that you know if you're going to start your own business, the first thing is you need to have money.
Money to start a business to make money?
You need to have money to make money. You need to have, you know, probably 6 months of income in the bank before you start, 6 months of your net income in the bank before you start.
For the purpose of, because you're not going to just all of a sudden be making the same amount of money.
Unless you are God, you are not going to instantaneously make money starting a business. So you also need a lot of, you know, so that's really important part. Do you have any money? Do you have a budget at home? Are you living according to that budget? Do you have an emergency fund? And do you have money in the bank to burn while you're setting up the business?
Or the other side of that, the converse side or whatever, is this would be one of the first steps. If you're really thinking about doing that, you need to do some saving. One of the things that's, I think a lot of people, you know, there's a huge number, I don't know what it is, Jim, of companies that fail in the first year. And I would guess that this is part of that equation. They didn't anticipate the dry season. And so maybe they didn't have enough money to get them through while they were trying to ramp up their business, and therefore they couldn't keep doing it.
I think the number is, like, if five businesses start 1 year, by the end of year three, only one exists.
Wow.
I mean, the numbers are staggering.
And we don't want people to fail.
No. Okay, so let's do, I mean, we love businesses, and we love it when people start businesses. You just have to have a good reason. But Martha, I think maybe Melinda's asking this question. Really, seriously, let's get Melinda on the phone. I wish we had her number. You know, maybe she's thinking, I want to start a business because I'm frustrated with my job right now, and maybe I can make a bigger difference if I ran the place.
Well, there are people that have that thought, I am sure. They either don't get along with their boss, or they don't like how it's run, or they feel like they're being worked into the ground, or they're thinking, they're making all this money on my work. I could be doing this for myself. So if it comes from a place of being maybe disgruntled or just dissatisfied with that situation, that scenario, that's another really good thing to be questioning yourself and asking and saying, is there something I can do in my current position to improve the situation before just pulling the plug on it?
Because let's just describe this. You know, maybe your boss is making a lot of money on you, but right now you're getting a paycheck every week. You get benefits, likely. You get paid time off, likely. When you leave at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you leave the work behind. If you own the business, you're not guaranteed a paycheck. You're never going to work an 8-to-5 job, ever, period. You may have the occasional day. That'd be a vacation day. You only work maybe 9 hours. You're not going to get paid vacation. I mean, it's a long time till you see those same benefits. So if it's frustration, I think maybe you need to pray about it to make sure that you're not making a decision. Making a big decision like quitting your job and starting a business is not something you do because you're frustrated. Unless it's the right kind of frustration. You see a deep need in the consumer pool, and you know that you could fulfill that need, right, and you can make money fulfilling that need, and you can help hire people and employ people to help you fulfill that need. That's a good frustration to have.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, I think you hit the nail right on the head, though, Jim, is that any decision like this needs to be started with prayer. That it needs to be something, if you have a spouse, that you're praying about it together, that you're making a good decision, that it is the direction for your family. Maybe it's one of flexibility. Maybe it's, you know, so that there's less childcare needs, or that you're home more, or whatever it is. And it's going to change some of those dynamics. Those are excellent reasons, but having a realistic viewpoint often starts with praying about it and just getting God's perspective.
Do you remember that day in 1994? The day I went from a fully paid job making 50 grand a year to the next day of having quit and making 0 grand a year.
Yes, I do.
And that day we signed a Pitney Bowes postage machine contract.
Yeah. Committing to paying something
with income we didn't
People
have.
People probably don't even know why you have Pitney Bowes.
Well, Pitney Bowes, well, that's another story for another day.
Wasn't it a mailing machine?
But that was a day. If we had known all the things that we know today about starting our own business, would we have made the same decision 25 years later?
Oh, yeah.
You think we'd still made the same decision? Because there was a level of frustration. We were filling a need that wasn't being met. But it still was a really... We didn't have 6 months of income in the bank.
No, we probably would have taken some of this advice, which is where it comes from. It comes from experience and having been there ourselves, Jim. And, you know, kind of looking not through the eyes of the sleep-deprived young parents of two babies.
Starting a business from scratch.
That was us. We're speaking about ourselves. We probably could have used a little more time with some planning, with some financial preparations.
And you talk about stupid in a sandwich. We built in a house at the same time.
We did.
We left a house that was a $100,000 house and bought a bigger house so we could have an office inside our home.
You know what? Yes. And we can't go back. We can't live
no,
in
we
regret.
Can't.
But
there's some things people can. Melinda, don't build a house during this process.
Had some, a little bit more wisdom being spoken into us at that moment.
Okay. So let's just review reasons why you would quit your job and start a business.
Because you're maybe wanting to be your own boss, have more flexibility in your schedule. Maybe you have a skill that you're not even using. Maybe your current job, we're not talking about going into competition with your boss and stealing all of their secrets, but rather maybe you have something that you've always had this yearning to do, or a skill that you're not currently using and you see a need for that in the marketplace.
If you're thinking about starting your business on your own, find a Christ follower who owns a business that's a friend of yours, right, and talk to them about mm-hmm. the ins and the outs and make sure that you really, beyond everything else, make sure this is something the Lord is asking you to do.
Yeah.
Because when you have employees, you become responsibility for them and their families. When you have customers, you're responsible for delivering to them what they expect. I mean, there's a lot of responsibility, and you're representing God out there in the marketplace. It's a big deal. And we're excited about it.
But it's a benefit. It's a wonderful thing to do if it's the right thing to do. And I think people will know that as they seek wise counsel from other people around them. I really like that word, Jim.
Wise counsel?
Wise counsel.
Did I say wise counsel?
Well, you said ask other people. And I wrote
just interpreted
down,
wise counsel.
Well, that's the biblical thing to do. I mean, God does tell us to do that.
Yes, he does.
And there are a lot of people that have gone before us and made good choices and bad choices, and they can help us.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to welcome our guest for the day.
That's right. S.J. Meeson, who is the founder of Christian Women in Business from the
others. From Down Under.
From Down Under. We're going to be able to hear from her and about the ministry going on there.
And it's Christian Women in Business, so CWIBshop.com. We'll be right back with lots more on I Work For Him. But in the meantime, maybe you can check us out online, iworkforhim.com. iworkthenumber4him.com, and you could call the listener line and leave us a message, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome to the I Work For Him Radio Power Thought for the Day. I'm Jim Brangenberg, host of the I Work For Him Radio program, heard 5 days a week. It comes as no surprise that less than 20% of Americans regularly attend church, half of what the pollsters actually report. But just about all Americans have a job. So we could say that not everybody has a pastor, but almost everybody has a boss. So how will the other 80% of Americans find out about Jesus Christ if they're not stepping into a church? The current population of the United States is about 350 million. So that's about 300 million people that we could witness to through our daily interactions in our work. You're the one that's been chosen. You are Christ's ambassador for such a time as this. Step up and step out. And as you hear on the show all the time, your workplace, it's your mission field. And in that mission field, you and me, we may be the only Jesus our coworkers and employees may ever meet. For more about I Work For Him and how you can listen every day to Christ followers just like you who are living out their faith in their work, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. You're listening to the I Work For Him radio show, where we help you connect what you hear on Sunday with what you do in your 9 to 5 during your Monday through Friday. Maybe it's 10 to 6, maybe it's 7 to 11, whatever it may be. But why are we doing this? Because being a light for Christ in your workplace is one step in revitalizing our country through the spreading of the good news of the gospel right there in the marketplace. We're your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, and we want to remind you, your workplace is your mission field.
Have you ever met a woman with a skill or a talent so amazing that you wanted to hire her to make something custom as a gift or home decor or to work for you? Many of my friends have turned their hobbies into businesses, whether it's a home organization, jewelry sales, photography, or an architectural firm. God has given each of us specific talents, gifts, and abilities. When we take these gifts and use them to provide for our family and hire others to help them flourish, we're also advancing the kingdom. Christian women have a unique vantage point to business and a desire to be in community at the same time. Here to tell us more about how God is using her to fill this need is S.J. Meeson, founder of Christian Women in Business in Australia. S.J., welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Oh, we are so excited to share you and your story with our listeners. The first thing I want to do, yes, listeners, it is right. She is in Australia. It's already tomorrow where she is. And we're sharing this because I did a little research on the internet trying to find some stuff about women's ministries and came across CWIB quite a while ago. And SJ and I have connected. She actually had me on her podcast back in April. And now we have the privilege of having you on our show. SJ, the first thing I want to do is just hear a little bit of your story of how you became a follower of Jesus.
Well, I'm going to give you the nutshell version because it is quite long. But as Martha said, I live in Australia, but I actually was originally from the UK, in England, in a little town called Retford, which is in Robin Hood country in Nottinghamshire, Sherwood Forest. So I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Robin Hood and the King of Thieves.
For sure.
I lived just 20 minutes away from his tree, Major Oak, in a small country town. And I wasn't a Christian. I didn't really know who God was. I was quite an atheist, quite a rebel. I would get up to mischief in my younger years. And through that, I also suffered some abuse and neglect. And it kind of formed a very young, fragile young lady. And in the midst of going through depression and kind of working out who I was, about the age of 20, I actually got some compensation for what happened to me from the government. And I was kind of at a point in my world where I was like, well, I don't really fancy hanging around England anymore. So I thought, what's the easiest place to go and work and travel? And it was Australia. So a month later, I kind of hopped on a plane and came over to Australia. I didn't really know anyone, didn't have a job. And the only work that I got was outdoor education. So it was perfect. I got my food and accommodation paid for 6 days a week. I just needed to find one night a week to go and wash my kit and have a shower. And we were back out in the field. And I got to see some of the most beautiful places in Australia. And throughout that kind of journey, I met some friends who kind of said, oh, you know, come and stay on our floor for the night and you can sort yourself out ready for work the next day. And I just knew that there was something different about them, and I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was. But coming from that state of depression, worthlessness, and all the kind of things that come with abuse and sexual assault, I just knew that I wanted what they had. And I was later to found out that they were Christians. They believed in Jesus, and they invited me to a Bible study. And I was kind of like, well, I'm traveling. I'm up for trying new things. So I went and joined them, and I just enjoyed it so much, so, so much. I didn't quite know who this God person was yet, but I just knew that I loved learning. So a bit of time went past, and in Australia, when you're traveling, you can only work for one company for 6 months at a time, which is really, really silly. And then to extend your visa, you need to go and work on a farm, and it has to be classed as rural Australia. And the town that I was living in at that time was just classed as rural Australia. And the only farm down there, or farms down there, were dairy farms. So these beautiful girls that I was staying with found me a more permanent residence to stay at, which was really, really kind. And it happened to be another beautiful couple from church. So they hooked me up with a room and accommodation, which was really, really beautiful. And I started journaling to this guy who I didn't know yet, but I knew I wanted to get to know him. So this was back in 2008, 2009. And so I just kept journaling each night to this guy who I didn't know yet. And then I started to work on the dairy farms, learning to drive tractors and all that fun stuff. And in the meantime, they kind of said one day, hey, SJ, we're heading off to church. We'll see you later. And I was kind of like, oh, can I come? And they were like, of course.
Awesome.
And so I went along, and I was like, wow, this is Nothing like the churches back in England where they're like centuries old, mm-hmm. and the vicar's as old as the churches, and it's very, you know, thee what thy gum. It was a Pentecostal church, so it was very vibrant. And I just thought, okay, like something is different here again. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a few things happened in the church at the time, and the pastor dealt with them really, really well. But it meant that he had to take a few weeks off. And so there was a fellow that came in to kind of replace him called, I think it's called Ken Myers or Alan Myers. But he does the Care Force courses over here in Australia. Mm-hmm. And he was just wonderful. And I just totally related to him. He had a very English sense of humor. And I was sat at the altar call, sat one night at church, and my heart started to going. And I just thought, oh my gosh, this is it. Mm-hmm. And so we did the altar call. I was like, yeah, I'm gone. So as I started walking kind of down the aisle, I just instantly knew who Jesus was. And he came behind me. And it was like I was wearing in, you know, in World War II when they used to wear them really big old wool jackets over the top of everything. Mm-hmm. And they would cover in mud and just really heavy and wet. It felt like I had one of those on from everything that had happened. And Jesus just came up behind me and said, this is my coat now. You don't need to worry. You've been born again. So I'm going to take all these burdens away from you. And so that was the initial kind of, this is who Jesus was. And instantly he just wanted to take away my burdens. And he did. And I was born again and kind of haven't looked back since. And from there, I met my husband and we've been on a wild love adventure. And yeah, it's been amazing.
That is so, so encouraging to hear the story of meeting up with people that, you know, just lived life in front of you and really exposed you to Jesus through that. Thanks so much for sharing that. So let's fast forward a little bit before the end of the segment and just tell me how you got to where you are today. You have a company, the Automation Gal, and then you've also started Christian Women in Business. How did those come about?
Well, I actually didn't start in either of them, as
okay.
you don't.
Yeah.
I was like in the corporate world doing admin and bits and bobs of that kind of genre of work. Mm-hmm. And then God actually placed my husband and I, we were looking for a house to live at. And we looked for like 2 years. We were hopeless, but we walked into a house that my husband had found one day. And I just heard God say loudly, you are to buy this house. And the house was on land. It had, I know you guys work in feet, but it had 1,000 square meters of land, which in Australia means if the house is placed right, you can actually build another house on it and subdivide it. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that at the time. We just knew that it must have had potential and we could do something with it. So accidentally, we stumbled upon some land. We cleared it all out. 17 trees later, might I add, we cleared the land out. And we went to see a draftsman and he looked at it. And at first we were thinking about putting a granny flat on it. And he was like, which is just like a little house where you're meant to put a granny in,
okay.
Or a teenager or whatever. We were like, he said to us, you guys can build more than that. You can build a house on here. So we basically sold everything we could, saved as much as we could, and we became developers. So
wow.
Complete accident. And we learned so much from it. And it was really, really good. And so at that point, I was so anxious about the money that we were going to make and how did that sit with God. And you know, is it okay to make that kind of money? And I was so anxious and troubled by it that I actually went to see some of the prayer team at church, and they kind of asked me, you know, what did you want prayer for? And I was kind of like, well.
When we come back, we're going to hear the rest of that story. What happened is you just sought out the Lord to say, is it okay to make this kind of money? Is that all right? You're listening to I Work For Him as we talk with S.J. Meeson from Australia and ChristianWomenInBusiness.com. We'll be right back on I Work For Him.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jim Brangenberg. Martha and I want to thank you for tuning in to I Work For Him, your workplace is your mission field radio program.
Did you know that 80% of Christians believe their work is all about making money? And 75% of us continue to search for more meaning in our work. 75% of us feel pastors' jobs are more important than our own. Only 39% think our job is part of God's greater plan.
We're I Work For Him, the radio show delivering transformational Christian resources, tools, and examples to workplace believers. I Work For Him is the only daily radio show in the United States dedicated specifically to helping you and me live out our faith in our work. We help workplace believers connect what they hear on Sunday with what they do Monday through Friday.
I Work For Him is broadcast each day of the week for 1 hour. And an hour is a lot of time to listen to, so we fine-tuned our broadcast materials into a shorter podcast format for you on our website. You will still get the practical, tactical, factual, and biblical challenge about the way you think about your faith and your work, just in a smaller package. Find our podcast and subscribe to our weekly podcast summary email at iworkforhim.com.
We're on a mission to transform the workplaces in every state in the United States for Christ. We often travel across the country to provide the best interviews that highlight the workplace stories of Jesus followers who are doing their best to live out their faith at work. As you can imagine, putting together a daily radio program takes a great deal of time, energy, and financial resources. Would you be willing to help us with our costs by inviting your company to invest in us with their corporate giving, or maybe by you becoming a monthly sponsor? With a gift of $25 or more to our ministry, we'll provide you with 10 customized I Work For Him Gospels of John. Your donation will enable us to continue our radio program in your area. To donate, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork, the number four, him. Click on the donate tab.
Now let's get back to I Work For Him.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump is not a racist after Mr. Trump tweeted over the weekend that if four congresswomen don't like the U.S., they should return to their native countries. McConnell said at a news conference Tuesday that political rhetoric has gotten way, way overheated across the political spectrum. He pointed to Democratic comments, saying, "We've seen the far left throw accusations of racism at everyone." A lawyer says Officer Daniel Pataleo is gratified that the Justice Department carefully reviewed his case rather than what he calls the lies and inaccuracies surrounding it. The government announced on Tuesday that it decided not to bring civil rights charges against Pataleo in connection with Eric Garner's 2014 death. Attorney Stuart London said Pataleo used techniques approved by the New York Police Department while arresting Garner. On Wall Street, the Dow by 23 points. This is SRN News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-313-0544. Use promo code JAX, J-A-X.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675. Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him as we talk with S.J. Meason from the ministry ChristianWomenInBusiness.com, ChristianWomenInBusiness.com.au, right? I forgot the .au because it's right. From Australia. Martha, take it from here.
So, S.J., you and your husband were looking at this whole opportunity to build on your land. You knew it was going to make you some money, and you were really kind of seeking the Lord and saying, is this okay? Tell us about that before you go on.
So I went to see the prayer team at our church, and they kind of asked me, okay, you know, what is it you want prayer for? And I was like, actually, I'm not going to give you what I want prayer for. I would just like to hear what you have to say from the Lord. So I kind of put them on the spot. And instantly they just went into a peace and said, look, whatever you're doing right now, and you're worried about it, God is completely okay. You're completely on track, and this is where he wants you to be, and it's okay to be basically doing what you're doing. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's pretty cool. and then it got me kind of questioning, well, why is it that I feel so bad about making this money? And what does God say in the Bible about making money? And I kind of went on this huge tangent in my study time of researching all the scriptures and kind of going, okay, well, where does this kind of false pretense come from, thinking that it's not okay to make money and it's not okay. And, you know, the things that you hear about money is the root, the love of money is the root of all evil and that kind of thing. So I kind of put that to bed in the way that, well, God's given me this land. When we walked into the house, he told us to buy it and he knew that we could do something on it. I've gone to him with anxiety and he's confirmed that it's okay for me to do it. So it's all good. So we went ahead, and from that, I accidentally stumbled upon the digital marketing realm and also found that very intriguing. And so I learned as much as I could about digital marketing, and from that accidentally fell into automations. So since then, we've still been doing investing and developing. I've also built what was back then the digital project manager, which is now the automation girl, which is helping businesses set up automations and integrations and all that kind of thing. And as I was doing that, I was kind of like, okay, so here I am, we're buying kind of houses, we're building an empire. Where are all the other chicks doing this? Because I felt quite lonely. I didn't feel like there was anyone in church who really got what we were doing, who had the mindset that we did, that kind of didn't understand that it's okay to make money. Some people feel it quite intimidates them. They think that all rich people are evil and full of greed. And a lot of the time they're actually super generous, super nice people who just want to better the world. And so I was feeling so alone, and I was like, God, I actually want to start adding you into this. And I was at a bit of a fork road, you know, do I start putting it out in my marketing and all that kind of stuff? And so I eventually found a business conference that was Christian in Australia. And I was so excited because there was nothing like that over here. And I went with the question, okay, do I add God? Came out, yes, absolutely need to add God into everything. So I did. And I started putting it out on Instagram and Bible verses about what I've been learning about business and about money and all that kind of stuff. And people started contacting me about it. This was back in 2016. And so Megan, I just got this message from this random person going, oh my goodness, another Christian woman in business. I'm in Melbourne. We need to chat. So Melbourne is in Australia still. And so we met, we had a few Skype sessions, and it was like we were just long lost sisters from other misters. Like, it was great. And so we kind of was like, where are all the other Christian women in business? Like, where do they all hang out? So we searched and searched and searched and couldn't find anything in Australia. And so Megan was kind of like, wouldn't it be good if there was a place where we could all come and hang out? I'm like, yes, wouldn't it? And so we kind of put our heads together, and I kind of prayed for the Lord about what we should do. I was like, okay, I was kind of a bit anxious about doing it because I knew the commitment that it would need and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I wanted to make sure if I was going to do it, I was going to do a good job of it. I searched online to see if Christian Women in Business domain was free. It was. So I was like, okay, I'll buy it. So I bought it. And I was like, Meg, I bought it. She was like, good, are we going to do it now? And eventually I was like, yes, okay, let's do this. She was like, okay, don't worry, I'm going to sort out all the branding and the graphics for it. So she helped me design the website, the logo, and all the beautiful graphics that she's developed over time.
And I want to just interject there for people to go to your website, christianwomeninbusiness.com.au. And I tell you what, Megan is talented, SJ. She, when you look at everything that has been created for Christian and women in business, which we're going to get into the details of what it offers and how women can connect to it, but the imagery, the visuals, everything is beautiful and very appealing and does not make you feel anxious at all. It makes you feel very calm. So way to go, Megan, on that aspect of it. So then you guys had the domain. Then what did you decide to do with it? And what is Christian Women in Business today?
So we decided that we wanted to create a platform that firstly kind of celebrated women. So God gave me some words. They were encourage, strengthen, and unite. So we wanted to make sure that everything that we did incorporated that. So to encourage, it meant that we wanted to encourage women to share their stories. We wanted to encourage them to keep God at the center and just bring a really positive voice into Christian women in businesses' lives, whether it be you working in a corporation or whether it be you own your own business, mm-hmm. and kind of go, you know, God's, like you said, God's given us gifts, he's given us talents, mm-hmm. And he blesses us so much in lots of different ways with that. So we need to show how God is working within that out to the world. So we set up a directory. And the directory allows each woman to share their story, share their wisdom. So you can go through, you can actually go onto their websites through that. And if you need something, for example, like a graphic designer, you can find Megan on there, hear her story, and then click through to her website and be able to use her. Because we also wanted to create an economy where people can support other Christians within the marketplace.
Right.
And then the next thing was... strengthen. So we wanted to strengthen women through the word of God. And we've done that in a number of different ways. So be it our daily Bible verses, whether it be our weekly devotionals. We've got the magazine, which Megan, I put mm-hmm. together. I put all the content together and then Megan makes it look beautiful.
And it is. It's amazing. That was the original thing that I had found of yours. And I also want to say, and I think this comes under that area too, in your strengthen, is the fact that you have really helped women to understand an approach to studying the Bible, right? Because your whole idea is to get your women, the Christian women in business, to align their business with God. How are they going to do that if they don't know what he says?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've made it one of our priorities to help women do that. And some parts of that do come in the magazine. Some parts of that are from, you know, the daily Bible verses, just to get women back into the word. And then also each year we hold a Bible study challenge, which is actually to teach business women how to study the word of God. So if you're in your business and let's just say a customer does something that maybe isn't right, how would Jesus approach that? How would God approach that? And what's mm-hmm. the way that God wants us to handle that situation? So it teaches them how to look for that in the Bible and how to study it, and not just to take a little verse and kind of manipulate it into what we want it to say, but reading the scripture in a whole context within the Bible, so you can see exactly, like, just for example, what Jesus is saying in a parable, and putting that into context with where you are in your business and how does that fit. So there's lots of different ways. So that was the strengthen element. Mm-hmm. And then the last one was unite. So that's where the community side comes into it. We wanted to create a community where we can come and ask the awkward questions that are starting to really come up now for business owners. And we've seen it through the years now where, you know, we're unsure about what happens. And I'm just going to be forward because this is just the reality of it. What happens if someone who is gay comes up and asks us to do something that might compromise our values? How do we handle that? How do we approach that? How do we seek God in that? How do we not be judgmental in that? So we wanted to create a community where we could ask questions like that and it'd be safe, and we all explore it together with God and be able to just kind of express that difficulty, and that, you know, you want to be fair and loving and be the eye in Jesus. How do we do that? How do we tackle that gives praise and glory to God? So And also, what woman does not love meeting for a hot chocolate or a coffee and chatting about everything, business and life? So we kind of have a holistic approach to supporting women in business.
And you're doing that in local communities there in Australia. And how are you doing that can really help women globally connect with Christian women in business? Why don't you delve into that in the last minute or so of this segment?
Yeah, so across the main cities in Australia, we do have monthly face-to-face meetups where we just get together and we have Bible verses, a topic that's business-related, and then kind of go through that. And then for our global communities, we've tried a couple of different things. Because of the different time zones, it is quite hard to get everyone online. So we've had USA online meetups, we've had UK online meetups, but we find that they didn't work because of everyone's kind of commitments. So what we're trying to do to support our global community is have pre-recorded videos of subjects and topics and popping them into our Facebook community and on our members hub, which is the website kind of side to the membership, where you can watch it in your own time. You can ask any questions that you've got relating to it within the community on Facebook. And the Facebook community is open 24/7.
Right.
Anyone can ask questions at any time. And we've made sure that our directory is global as well. So you can search by a country. So if you want to find someone that's in the USA, you just pick USA and it'll bring up, making sure that they've filled out their profiles right.
Bring awesome. Up
all right, you're listening to the I Work For Him radio show, and we've been talking with S.J. Meeson about Christian women in business. You can check them out online, christianwomeninbusiness.com.au. For those of you listening to our affiliates that broadcast our 30-minute program, head to our website, iworkforhim.com, and get some bonus thoughts from today's guest, as well as some additional insights and practical takeaways from today's program. For the rest of you, stick around. Martha and I will be right back with S.J. for some bonus time and some expanded thoughts. We'll be right back on I Work For Him.
Most condo communities include water as part of the monthly fee. Some residents conserve to subsidize those that consume. Stop paying for your neighbor's water. Have Think Utility Services install individual meters and pay only for what you use. Decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. For over 20 years, Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save. Call 888-MY-METER today. That's 888-MY-METER today. Go to thinkutilityservices.com.
Would you ever own an abortion clinic? Would you own a business that profits from pornography? Did you know that there's a chance these types of businesses may be found throughout your investment or retirement accounts? Call Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management today. They specialize in biblically responsible investing options and can align your investment and retirement accounts with God's values. Call Luke and Dave at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. Online at bwmadvisors.com.
As an apartment management company, are you charging market rent but seeing decreased profit? Turn the trend around by installing individual unit water meters and billing residents for what they consume. Lower property water consumption 20 to 40% and put utility costs back in the bank. Think Utility Services, in business since 1957, has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management are longtime supporters of I Work For Him and have a passion for sharing biblically responsible investing with the I Work For Him nation. Have you ever considered that your investment portfolio contains businesses that turn a profit by working in direct opposition to God's Word? Call Luke and Dave at Bel Air Wealth Management at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. And find out if your investment or retirement portfolio aligns with God's heart.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him as we continue our conversation with S.J. Meeson. Her ministry is called Christian Women in Business. You can find it online, christianwomeninbusiness.com.au, because it's not based out of the States, it's based out of Australia. Yet, S.J., you've got, I can't imagine, when you started this, did you really think you'd have members from all over the globe?
Yes and no. I was kind of like, okay, if God does take this, God's a big God. So you kind of have that in the back of your mind, right? But then at the same time, that's completely scary. So just focusing on Australia was very comfortable for me.
Which is big enough.
Yeah, seriously, so big. So when people started contacting me from all over the world, I was kind of like, okay, yeah, God's a big God.
Okay, I got a couple of questions for you. Here's the first one. As you have studied working women, Christian working women in business across the globe, what's one common theme you see working women in business owning women struggling with?
I think it's being comfortable with who they are and knowing who they belong to. Because once you figure that out, it's like you're unstoppable. And what I mean by that is, and this was a theme that we had for our conference last year, which was who is she? And it's realizing that and getting women to understand that you are a daughter of Jesus Christ. He lives in you. The Holy Spirit is here to guide you with scripture and opening your eyes to understand who you are in that. And then what does that mean? That means that we no longer need to ask God, please bless my business so I can bless others. It means that I am already blessed because of what Jesus Christ has done for me and who I'm a part of and what kingdom I belong to, so I can go on and bless others. And once women really, really get that, and the penny kind of flicks or the switches, mm-hmm. whatever the saying is, yeah. there's such a change that happens and there's such a peace that comes over them that just, for example, like me coming on this radio show today, I just know that if God wants me to do this, that's why I'm on here. He's going to provide me the right words to say. He's going to give me the confidence that I need. And it's being able to work in that. We have a little saying, which is grace over grind. It's working in that grace rather than trying to grind and force things. And just know that if I keep my eyes on Jesus and what he's done and who he is and the promises within scripture, I'm going to be okay. And I've got the confidence to do it. I've got the backup to do it. I've got the provision to do it. And all those things that God kind of blesses us with and is our inheritance.
All right. So my second question is this. How many women, Christian women in business, do you have involved there in Australia?
Oh, gosh. Over 100.
Okay. All right. So as over 100, yet across the globe, you have thousands involved? How many do you have?
In our outside community, yeah. we've got... thousands.
Okay.
Like, I can't put a number on it.
No, the numbers aren't as important as this is my point. Okay, in the States, because that's all this radio broadcast for the most part is being broadcast to the States, yet on our podcast, we have listeners on every continent that has access to the internet. So that's everything but, you know, Antarctica, which still irritates me. I can't seem to get any listeners on Antarctica. Women, Christian working women, Christian women in business, both of them, I'm putting them all together. They have common struggles because women look at things differently than men. But a lot of times for women, it is extraordinarily important for face-to-face time. How can women in the States who are connected to you meet face-to-face? Do you ever have like an annual gathering of Christian women in business here in the States?
Well, quite a lot of people have been asking me about that. So, I don't know if it's time to start thinking about it. It makes my head explode and I have to walk what I preach. So I have to say, if God wants it to happen, mm-hmm. it will happen. It will happen his time and he'll find the perfect place. And it will all fit together. We do have one in Australia. I would love one in the USA. And like I said, so many people have asked me about it. I'm just literally waiting on God.
Well, he'll maybe this radio show, but maybe the radio show with Jim and Martha was that last final straw. Hey, I got to ask this random question. Because I will tell you, we know the person that can help with the event because we've worked with her on other events. But there's just such a deep need in the United States of America for Christ-following women to unite to share their struggles of working, being moms, that whole superwoman complex that every woman fights with that are certainly involved in business. I mean, I just think there's just such a need to gather them all together in unity.
But you know, one of the things I think that this conversation makes me aware of is that, you know, this world is a lot bigger than just Florida, than just the United States, even just Australia. You know, there's God wired all of us in a similar way as far as women are concerned, as far as being driven, but yet needing to learn this whole concept, like you said, SJ, about who we are in Christ and how to use that in our work, in our businesses. And so that common need, that desire, I've heard so many women struggling with it, you know, and that's why I'm excited to just expose our listeners to you and Christian Women in Business, which can be found online, christianwomeninbusiness.com.au. And I just want to tell our listeners a few of the things that they're going to find when they go to that website. So can you, you know, just give them some highlights. I know you have an app we haven't talked about, some of those things. So why don't you just kind of run down that list?
Yeah. So yes, we've got an app. So we're actually just about to update the app. So it will look a little bit differently in a few weeks' time. But basically, you can get us on your phone whenever you want.
Right.
And look at different Bible verses from our daily verses. You can listen to the podcast show. So we have a podcast show as well, where we get women on from different businesses from all over the world, and men as well, and get them to share their stories and what they're up to, and pass on their wisdom. We also have the magazine, which again, you can download from the website. We've got a shop, which holds our business devotionals. So each week in our community, we share a weekly devotional. And what we've done is we've collated all of those and they're shared from our different members, and we've popped them into books. So if you don't feel like the membership's right, but you just want to have something that you can come to weekly and prepare for your business and week ahead, then we've got those as well. And then, yeah, we've got our community and membership, which is where you can access the community. You get your directory profile and all those wonderful things that kind of come with the membership.
You know, so again, listeners, I want you to hear that there's so many resources, and just because it's located in Australia does not mean that we can't participate. This whole community, SJ, you have a really good sense and feel for a global environment. And I think that's one of the things that God has just gifted you with, this very welcoming spirit online, connected you with Megan for the visual side of it, and just gifted you in an amazing way. So listeners, go to christianwomeninbusiness.com.au.
Okay, last question. You got a minute and a half. What's one thing you've always loved to tell a global audience of women as they struggle with that connection between faith and work and life? What's one thing that every woman needs to hear? SJ Meeson, you tell them.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
That's it. You're doing a great job. On those days where you don't want to get out of bed, you're worth getting out of bed. On the days where it feels like it's really hard, you're doing a great job, and God can see what you're doing, and he is so proud of you. And it's because of him that a ripple effect is happening, and he's being glorified through that. So he wants you to know that you are doing a fantastic job. I'm so glad that you're doing what you're doing as well. And just keep going. Don't give up. Draw your strength from him.
And that is a struggle that almost every woman does have. They're like, am I really? It's that super, as we've heard women here in the U.S. describe it, the Wonder Woman complex. They're trying to be everything to everybody and feel like they don't get anything done.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that. That is for sure. SJ Meeson.
You don't need to do that.
SJ Meeson calling in all the way from Australia. We're so grateful that you're willing to share Christian Women in Business with our audience. And we want our audience, the ladies out there, get involved with this ministry, christianwomeninbusiness.com.au. SJ, thank you so much for being on I Work For Him today.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. And thank you for listening wherever you are in the world. It's been a pleasure to share with you today.
So, again, check out Christian Women in Business online, christianwomeninbusiness.com.au, christianwomeninbusiness.com.au. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
America's First News with Gordon Deal at 5 a.m., Hugh Hewitt at 6, Del Wamsley at noon, Dave Ramsey at 2, and Larry Elder at 6 p.m. This is Talk 100.3.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
I'm always amazed that so many people think that if they tithe one-tenth, then they must have ownership of the other nine-tenths after they've given to the Lord. Remember the parable of the 10 servants in Luke 19? When the master returned from the foreign land, he didn't simply demand a small portion of the increase, but he held his servants accountable for both principal and interest. It's important that as a starting point in our stewardship, we understand that every dollar belongs to God. This is a point that Christians everywhere need to understand.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC 130.
FM 100.3.